to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Robert DiGennaro.
Here.
Tom DiNofrio.
Here.
Beth Moran.
Here.
Joe DiMartino.
Here.
Evelyn Browning.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Jim DiMartino.
Here.
Rob Heider.
Here.
And Charlie Sampson.
Here.
I'm going to do a point of privilege right now. First off, I'd like to do a moment of silence for Stan Music. We all stand. He just recently passed. He was a fixture. He was a voice in this town. So we can have a moment of silence for Stan. Thank you. And I'd also like to, you can have a seat. Also, I'd like to extend my thanks to, first off, Evelyn Browning. First 2 years as an alderwoman here. She, for the past 2 years, she did a coach drive for the kids on Irving School and at Bradley. This past year, she raised over $2,700, and she collected over 120 plus jackets for the children, Irving and Bradley School. In the previous year, I know it was like $850 worth of jackets. Once she found out that these kids were coming to school and they didn't have warm gear, she stepped up on it. And then I would like to thank Bev and Evelyn for the past 2 years. You were a great asset to this board. And thank you and continued success on your future. Thank you. Okay, additions. Should I go first? Before number four, I'm going to present a eject here, a resignation letter. Everybody has it there. It's from the finance director. And do you have a copy of it too? All right, so number four, addition, deletion, correction, and adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I have one item to add tonight. It would be item 9.6 under new business, appointment of an interim finance director. Under that discussion, possible action to approve the mayor's appointment of Keith McLiberty as interim finance director.
Okay, do you have a second?
Second.
All right. Discussion?
Question. So is that two items under 9.6?
No, that was 9.6. The title was appointment of interim finance director, and just what the rest of it normally is.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak?
Yes.
Name and address for the record, please.
Lisa Braley, 7 Grandview Boulevard. And I have come with a Christmas ornament that I made for the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities on behalf of our mayor. And to present this so that you all can see it, because it needs to be sent by the 22nd. So we'll be leaving the city before anybody here can see what we are contributing. So I have put it in this box, and this is the ornament that I made, and I'm going to share this with our alderman. We'll pass it down. And
great job, Lisa.
Very nice.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public would like to speak? Anyone else from the public would like to speak? Yes, sir.
Hey, Frederick McCroskey, 216 Derby Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. I just want to make note of the fact that the polling place at Irving School was not the most handicap accessible. The only way in was to use the stairway, and fortunately, my wife is still able to use the stairways this election. But maybe next election she will be needing to take a scooter into a polling place. So it would be nice if we were able to open another entrance to the school and make note of handicap accessibility to the polls.
We'll pass that on to the...
There is a handicap entrance on the side, though. It's level. A lot of people used it that day.
Okay, well, was there no...
Nobody would know. Nobody would know, yeah.
Like I said, this year she was able to use the stairs with distress. Next year, We're probably going to have to use a scooter.
We'll get the signs up there. Thank you. Anybody else?
There's a sign on the door there, but you'd have to get to the door to...
Yeah, exactly.
But there's also a new law that was passed that would allow you to go inside, ask a moderator, explain your conditions, and they will, the moderator will come out and allow your wife to vote in the vehicle and bring their ballot back inside.
Okay, this is why I'm here, because I was unaware of all of it. But thank you very much.
Just passed, so it's new to everybody.
And I'd like to go one step further. I thought the Bradley School was a nightmare. It's dark up there. Traffic coming in and out, it became like a one-lane road in and out. There was a car that broke down that stopped traffic from coming in and out for like 20 minutes to 25 minutes. And I think that, as Alderman, I don't know if we have a say in where we vote. I think maybe we should think about changing the location for the next election. Maybe Derby High School and the middle school. There's plenty of handicap, plenty of parking, and I think it would be much easier for the citizens.
So, good lighting.
Yeah. So we got time now, but we got time, so we'll maybe put it on one of the subcommittees and we'll go from there. I don't know if we have a say or it's up to the...
Mm-hmm. The legislative body can establish the polling place.
Okay. Maybe we could put it on one of the committees and we'll talk about it in the future.
Okay. Thoughts.
Anybody else from the public? Anybody else for the public? Third and last call. Hearing done. Public report. Number six, department head reports. 6.1. You have his report. Mr. Capola resigned today.
Mr. Mayor, I have a question. I don't know if you can answer that question. On the second paragraph of the former finance director's report, do we know what that is about? Does anybody know what that's about?
I didn't have direct knowledge of or speak to Sal directly, but I was advised that it is something that came up at the beginning of 2018 that was...
17.
I'm sorry, end of 2017, beginning of 2018, as this says, January 2018. Everybody here was made aware of it at the time. It was dealt with by the administration and investigated by the police department and found no wrongdoings.
Okay.
Okay, other questions? 6.2, police department. Any questions for... Yeah. Gee, Todd.
Great sweatshirt. Go Vikes.
Do you know anything about the Atwater Avenue light there that's been on flashing?
We have contacted Signal Service, which is our preferred vendor. They have come out. They did some tweaks to it, but they are still developing a quote, as apparently it's going to be an expensive fix. That traffic control box is owned by the city. It was replaced in its entirety about 10 years ago, and we're waiting for the number, but it probably is going to be a little bit of sticker shock to fix that.
So they're working on it, huh?
They're working on it.
Okay.
It's not an easy fix, which is why it's taking so long.
Thanks.
Any other question? Okay, thank you. Fire Marshal's Office, any questions? Thank you, Phil. Fire Department. How you doing, Chief?
I'm going to get to you later, Chief Glow.
Yes, sir.
What are we at right now, sir?
Fire Department. 6.4.
I have a question for either the Fire Department or the Fire Marshal. I don't know which one is going to answer this. Do the bonfire coming up? Is it all set?
You guys? Yeah, I already signed it.
It doesn't say in here that it was all
yeah,
set.
Yeah, I filled out the form.
Okay, so
I signed the form. For the bonfire.
And the fire department knows about it? They're going to be there and everything?
We're always there.
Thank you.
OEM? Storm's Ambulance Corps? Any questions for Storms? Board of Education? Public Works? Questions for Public Works.
A
I have a question when it gets, when we get to the bonfire. Is that something we can
It's in the...
Yeah, but is your question for any of the department heads who's not going to be here?
Well, the cleanup of the bonfire from last year took until the springtime. Is it possible that we can get the debris cleaned up maybe the following week?
That's
it. I know it went into the spring.
As soon as everything cools off, we can do it.
Yeah. The reason I ask is it was in the picnic grove last year, and the indoor track team practices outside until they can't. So, and I guess that was in their way. So.
Okay.
I didn't know if that can get cleaned up before.
No.
Thank you.
All right. WPCA? How are you doing, sir?
Good. I have a question.
Yes.
How are you?
Good,
and
yourself?
Good. I see in Superintendent Abel's report, it says, vendors scheduled for camera truck demo. We have a camera truck, don't we? What's this all about?
Our camera truck's over 10 years old. We've made costly repairs to it. It's hard to get parts for it. We are currently looking at new trucks and possibly a used truck to replace that one.
Is that the truck that caught fire when I was working with it?
It may have been. I've only been here for 6 months, so that I can't
But I think if
so
I'm not mistaken.
So you're looking to purchase another one, go out to bid on it? Is that what you're...
We're looking at three different vendors right now. We're looking possible ways to purchase. Either going out to bid or using state contracts.
We're using state
contracts.
And Barbara, I think they're also might be looking with Antonia for a regional one.
Correct.
Is that possible?
Yes. We're working on that now.
Well, that's fine, but if they are, they have to come here.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
okay.
This is at the preliminary talks.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? I'm sorry. Any other questions? No.
Just to clarify, that'd have to go to ops and procedures to start.
Probably.
Okay. Building department. Carlo is in the process of relocating families from Crescent Street. That building is condemned, so he's
yeah,
not
but
hit.
Anything I can.
But
I
if there's anything that Andy could talk.
Well, I have a question. I know Phil is still here, but one of the questions I had, and I asked it last month, and actually we don't have a report from Johnson Controls, a written report, but I don't see anything. I asked about if their work is being inspected, because they're in our schools, they're in all our city buildings, and I didn't see any inspection on Carlo's inspection sheet that he inspected any of their work. Whether it's a separate report, but I'm concerned about that because
they're not complete. I don't know if you know that yet. They're in all the buildings. Presently, they're in the buildings.
But they're doing work in there. I mean,
yeah,
they're
but the inspections, I don't think he's gotten to it.
But
if he's required to do it because they're still doing it.
And that was part of the arrangement that the inspections and everything as they're going through.
The inspections
as they're going through.
Yeah, I mean, I asked last month. I'm just concerned about it because.
Pam, just make it.
I'll bring it up to him tomorrow.
Make a note on that for Carlo for the. Those
I think, and I also think they had a vendor here from Canada or something, which is crazy to me. We didn't get a report yet from them, by the way. So, just remind them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Do you want it monthly? I think they had thought what they had. Items that were new or different that they were going to bring report. If you want a monthly, I'll definitely get a monthly.
I thought we said that we were going to do it. I thought we said
ops and procedures. Then would they bring it there?
Yeah.
No. Then I thought we said so that they would have to just get us something. We haven't gotten anything done.
Just a monthly
I'll
update.
Put it on
what has occurred?
Yes.
That's all.
This is a recording.
Okay. So
changed 32 light bulbs.
All right, 6.10, that was building. 6.11, facility inspectors. Anything for facilities? Okay, 6.12, parking.
Thank you, Patty.
Stay up there, revolving loans.
And I believe Attorney Marino has some new information regarding Bonanto.
I'll update you here instead of my report, and that is that Mr. and Mrs. Benanto retained the services of attorney Joseph Rigaglioso, who filed an appearance on behalf of themselves, but not the entity. So the entity is a non-appearing defendant and will likely be defaulted because it probably has limited to no money. There is a return date that has been set. The case will advance. The return date is set for, return date is set for November 26, 2019, which means that an answer will be have to be filed by, approximately by Christmas, and then the case will proceed. There is a the outstanding debt today is about $10,570, and we will make an effort to settle the case if possible without incurring substantial expense. So, but I will provide you, now that we have insurance from counsel, I'll provide you with a monthly report on the property.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Chief of Staff, 6.14. Any questions for the Chief of Staff? Okay, hearing none. 6.15, Economic Development Liaison. Carmen.
Okay, what's the meeting with LAZ?
Okay, that's a meeting with the people who are interested in the garage. Right now, Patty is working on the profit and loss statement, so we can send it to, it's called LAZ, they're out of New Haven, and they're interested in possibly purchasing
it. Which will come before us, right?
Yep. Right. That's the one that they own Hartford, they do Hartford, New Haven, and everything. They're national. Yeah, they're
also, I'd like to bring up the McCarty Grove property that I brought before you a month or so ago, that we had only one bidder at $2,650. We went out for bid, that cost us $600. Then the board decided to get appraised, so we paid $1,500 for appraisal, and the appraisal is $4,000. Now, if you want me to go out to bid again, it's going to cost us another $600. So I don't know. It's up to you. It's your money. So,
Carmen, just for clarification, the appraisal cost $1,500, but the appraisal set the value at $4,000?
Yes. Yes.
The appraised value is at $4,000.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So,
remember, it's a swamp. You can't do anything with it. So the abutters, the two abutters on the property are wanting to purchase to keep it as open space.
Huh. We haven't had any discussion about whether or not it's a swamp or not. So
well, it's deed restricted, yeah. That's so, what we'll
I think that's right. The next discussion.
Well, it's all in the appraisal.
Yeah, so maybe what the appropriate thing to do
he
is...
He said it floods during the peak season.
Send it to...
Send
it to subcommittee with a copy of the appraisal, and they can take it up in the ordinary court.
I think I had it before.
Yeah. That's a community relations.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Patty, we'll take that. Patty, we'll take that discussion for next week. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. Treasurer's report. Any questions for Keith? Thank you. Corporate counsel.
So in addition to the Benanto, the tax lien sale is in the process of being finalized, I believe. Ms. McLiberty, I believe my colleagues left you a message about potentially funding tomorrow.
It's going to be tomorrow morning.
Yes. So that tax lien sale will be completed as of tomorrow.
Do we have a report? For?
I beg your pardon?
We have a written report or no?
The written report is... the final Schedule A was just finished today at about 4 o'clock, so what I'll do is I'll circulate that electronically, and I'll make sure that a copy is sent to the town clerk so that it is included with your minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Parks and Rec. Any questions for Parks and Rec?
Not here.
Our chairman.
Hearing none, Cultural Commission.
What
website reported tickets for the month. All set? All right, 6.21, Athletic Complex Building Committee.
We are just about done. The last thing is the signage. We're doing that right now, and we're going to probably have that done in the next 2 weeks. And we are closed out.
Fieldhouse?
So, Doc is not here, but we had a punch list, which is decreased greatly. I believe we're under, I think it was 18 items. Don't quote me exactly, but the punch list has gone way down. And the majority of the items are done. So once the punch list is complete, then we'll look at defuncting the committee.
Charlie, is there a meeting scheduled for that committee?
The next one is tentatively. I think it was Thanksgiving Day. It's Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, the 21st, I believe. Is the possible next one?
I could never know. I gave Doc a for the portable fence that I found. I gave him all the information that he's supposed to bring at that meeting. I said I'd like to be there.
I will definitely make sure you.
Thank you. Aware of it.
There was another issue that had come up with it. Was the inspection for those two valves for the boiler? Doc has been made aware of it, and he's going to be making contact with the people that installed it, so that can be rectified.
Yes. I apologize. One more thing I wanted to update you on, and that's the, we'll refer to simply as the mudslide, just so you're all aware. Travelers did assign a lawyer, an insurance counsel, to represent the city in litigation, Attorney Joe Williams, who I've worked with before. I spoke with Attorney Williams, and I discussed with him the concept that I've been exploring, and that is immediately going into a one-day mediation with all the parties to see if we can bring this matter to a quick resolution. The part of the obstacle that the city was facing is that the city's carrier was denying coverage, understandably. And my pushback on all the other parties is it doesn't matter who's responsible ultimately, because the city is an additional insured on everyone's policy. So we could all sit here and point fingers at each other, or the city can point finger at itself. You're all the city's agents, and someone's policy is going to trigger. Attorney Williams agreed, but said that he believes that if we get to a point in the mediation where all the parties can come together with some form of resolution, that Travelers will likely kick in some money as well without committing to that statement. So the goal is between now and the end of the year that we will get a one-day mediation here at City Hall between the plaintiffs and all the defendants, including any defendants that have not yet been joined in the litigation. So, but I'll keep you updated as we progress.
Thank you. Infrastructure, Johnson Control Project update. The one you were talking about, so we'll make sure we have them.
What's the update? You got nothing on it?
Nothing on it?
No.
What's the update? Can we know?
No.
It was on there, so I don't know. Okay. That will be double checked. All right, and then Senior Center.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Barb.
I don't want to try to make a mountain out of a molehill, but I happen to see on the Valley Independent that there's a fashion show that's going to be at the Senior Center. Mm-hmm. So my concern was that that permission did not come here for use of the building when I saw all the, we have a business using our city hall, I mean our city building. There's dancers coming, there's music coming, and I'm just concerned that I don't think we've ever done anything like this before in the past. I don't recall anything like this, and I just want to make sure that we have the appropriate insurance from those parties that are, it's a business using our, and again, I understand I don't think we're getting any money out of it. It looks like it's a donation right to the cancer center, and that I'm just, again, concerned about liability and the use of that building fund. So I don't know how Attorney Marino is part of that whole concern. So the senior center is building the dress shop, the jumpsuit, whatever. I can't say the boutique up here. She's using the senior center to do a fashion show.
The fundraiser for the cancer.
It's been advertised, and you know, there's music coming in. There's people are going to be coming in, and I don't know that.
What was that? Who gave? Who?
It never came here.
Yeah.
So
right.
My concern number one is that happened, but I think it's Saturday. But now my next concern is: are we able to get sufficient certificates of insurance?
Well, short answer is I can inquire. That's the first I'm hearing of it. Yes, they will, and they should have appropriate insurance for conducting an activity on city property.
I know that they, you know, I mean, I know the senior center has some people that come in and talk, and I'm sure that's probably something that's covered, but I don't, to me, it's a business using our, and I really didn't know much about until I read your report today, and I said, this is,
right.
I'm just, that's my concern, that we just have appropriate.
When is it?
Saturday.
If we have time enough to get it, we can pass it and say that as long as they get the proper coverage by Saturday, you know, no problem.
Yeah, we can do that.
Normally what we can potentially through our own insurance, there can be a an add-on that they can pay for that day, for that event.
And I don't know, maybe it was done, but I don't know if it had been.
We'll verify.
I just asked permission. I didn't, you know.
Well, we can do it now, right? So you can add it on. And then
I can add it on. We can go back to number four, and I can add it on under new business.
And then as long as they show marks or whatever the proper. Yeah.
So true. True.
9.7.
True. So we're going to have to get insurance company, Shalim, just to get the fashion show covered at the senior center.
If they need it.
Whatever they need.
Liability insurance for one day.
It's an event coverage for their fashion show. Because that should not be on the city's insurance. Right. Right, because it's not the city.
So they'll have to provide a certificate of insurance to us, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, through them, and yeah, for it's a. Yeah, it's a fundraiser for the Cancer Society. So,
obviously, I'm in favor of it because it's a fundraiser, but
absolutely.
We just got to cover our, you know.
I understand. Because I know team comes in there and all the schools come in there and cook and everything like that. I thought it fell under.
So, you make that motion?
Yeah, we're going to go back under. Can we go back on number four and I'll add it to the agenda?
Yep.
All right, so go back under another four. Position deletions.
Can we just make a motion?
All right.
Yeah, why don't you do them the same time right now? Do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Going to make a motion that we allow the fashion show at the senior center for this Saturday, contingent upon the appropriate insurance documentation being provided to the city clerk.
Okay. You got that, Drew?
We need a second.
Okay.
Second.
Good, motion was made.
Okay.
Still seconded. All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Got a second, I thought you had.
Still did.
Oh, Ronnie did.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
So was it adding to the agenda?
No.
No.
Or was it the actual motion?
That was the motion.
Motion on 6.24.
To approve it pending insurance.
Yep. Continued on. Seven, administration appointments. 7.1, approval of the minutes. Move to approve the minutes of regular meeting October 10th, 2019. No motion.
No, Mr. Mayor, I have two changes. 9.4, 9.5. Can you just change the name to
Heider.
Alderman Heider, please?
Any other corrections?
What was that?
9.4 and 9.5 of the minutes of October 10th meeting. Change that. Carrie's well briefed on it.
Make the motion to approve with those corrections.
Second. Do I have all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. Refunded taxes. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $6,506.71 dated November 1st, 2019. I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. Appointment to boards and commission. No action. Committee reports? None. Number nine, new business. Sidewalk reimbursement, 125 Hawthorne Avenue. Move to approve sidewalk reimbursements to Mark Pucci at 125 Hawthorne Avenue in the amount of $882, as approved by the state street commissioner at our meeting. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second, heard. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. DHS Thanksgiving bonfire. Move to approve request of Derby High School senior class 2020 to conduct the bonfire at the Picnic Grove on Wednesday, November 27, 2019, pursuant to all state and local regulations. Have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Does this have a time?
What time did the party kick off?
Probably dusk, right?
Yeah. Normally, they stack the wood during the day, and then normally they light it when it gets dark. But
I have a question about that, Mayor. Keith might be able to help answer this question. Is this still considered a construction site? Should we be doing it at the Picnic Grove? I know KBA has said that they are not going to be doing the middle javelin area. However, Dennis O'Connell said that Public Works, Parks and Rec would be doing it.
They haven't started work, but it will eventually be a construction site to do the javelin throw. Right now, it has not started.
Okay, so is it something that we should consider moving maybe to the middle field at the Little League complex, or?
The Picnic Grove is currently not under construction, though, right?
Not yet.
Not yet.
And will it be as of November 27th? Do we anticipate it? For next year, we should definitely entertain something like that.
And Ed said that he would have it cleaned up, the week after, assuming that it's all.
Yeah, we have the 401 bucket. 401 bucket, scoop it right up and get it out.
Yeah, it'll be cool by then.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. Lady Guild of Our Lady, Queen of the Apostle, sign request. Move to authorize the Lady Guild of Our Lady, Queen of the Apostle Parish to post a temporary sign on the permanent structure at the corner of Main Street and Derby Shelton Bridge from November 15th, 2019 to December 9th, 2019 for the annual cookie walk. Have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
And what's the permanent structure?
The sign that's when you enter from
The streetscape?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. Derby Fire Department, first net contract. Discuss and possible action regarding the Derby Fire Department entering into a contract with First Net for cellular data. That was motion.
Mr. Mayor, make a motion that we allow the fire commissioner to enter into a contract for FirstNet cellular data for computers in their fire vehicles.
Have a second?
Second.
All right, discussion? So, Mr. Glow, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a little bit about why you need this?
Okay, we purchased a system for our members that requires internet access. It's all for our GEM system, basically. When we go into the building, the firefighter gets down, the computers will be able to tell us which firefighter is down, so we'll actually know where to look for that individual. This is part of our life safety measures that we have within the fire service that we need day in and day out when we go into the building. So by having this in each individual, we're going to have 8 computers, so we need to call if any responders, chiefs, and we're going to have one with the ambulance corps. If they're on scene and they're running the system, they will have that computer up and running as our members go into this fire. So basically, we really need that for our life safety.
Chief, thank you. Just another kind of a statement, this will also allow information to go back and forth in regards to the fire scenes you're at.
Yes, we can use this for also size up, and also it's satellite based, so we'll be able to see the structure of what's surrounding it. Will give us a layout. I think someone said that possible. Also, we'll be able to put into the system pre-planned, so we'll know exactly where our hydrants and everything is located as well.
And just as a comment on my side, I'm glad to see you guys are trying to step into the 20th century here.
Yes.
We at the police department have been using this technology since 1999.
21st century.
Well,
That too.
Well, they're getting there. They're getting there. But thank you. And just from my knowledge, because I work intimately with this over the last 20 years plus, FirstNet is on the state bid list and do give a reduced rate to the municipalities for projects such as this.
Thank you, Chief. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. 9.6, appointment for interim finance director. Motion?
9.5,
I'm sorry. Derby Senior Center newsletter contract. Sorry about that. Move to approve the contract dated August 28th, 2019 between the City of Derby and Literature Recall Publications, Inc. to produce a 6-page monthly newsletter for the Senior Center. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion. We got Christine's here. So she presented you with two newsletters. I think everybody has them there. September's, which is in front of you, and then this is the December one. So if there's any discussion, anybody wants to do.
I read it. It's a 3-year contract, and we're not paying?
We don't pay anything for it. What they do is they sell the ads, and the ads is what pays for them to do it. So it saves money for us. We do not have to run up all the copies. They print everything for us. They do everything. They sell the ads. We don't sell the ads. The only thing that we're paying for is the postage.
Which you always
do. We don't have to buy the envelopes anymore because we are stuffing them in envelopes. We just fold it. And they do all the legwork in selling the ads. They go out. They were here for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, still no cost to us, though.
Still no. No, I said the same thing. She came in my second day, and I said, "What's the catch?" That's all I could ask her. But all the other surrounding areas use it.
Churches.
On their website. There's on their website too. Anybody could access it. That's all free too. If you want to go in and see our newsletter, it's there every month. If you want to go back and see two months from now, that's all free. That's all part of their service. And they're the same people, the same company does all the newsletters for church bulletin. That's how they started. They do Shelton Senior Centers, Oxford, Naugatuck.
All the churches too?
All the churches in the area use them. Yeah. They're used all over the country.
Any other questions?
No, I'd just like to say that Christmas went great well. It's nice. It's cool. Glad to see somebody inside thinking of outside the box.
Yeah. I think it'll stand out a little bit more, and I'm hoping to put it like in the libraries and a couple other places that maybe will entice people to come in and join the center, you know, if it's out there a little bit. So.
How old do you have to be? I'll be there pretty soon.
Any other questions?
Hearing none.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. Six, appointment of interim financial director.
Mr. Mayor, at this time, in accordance with Section 32 of the Charter of the City of Derby, I move to approve the mayor's appointment Keith McLiberty as interim finance director for a term of up to 1 year to commence on Monday, November 18, 2019, at the rate of compensation established in the current year's budget and contingent on the submission of his resignation as treasurer.
I have a second.
Second.
All right. Discussion. I'm going to start. Earlier today, I accepted the resignation of the city finance director, Sal Coppola. I would like to take a moment to thank Sal for his service to the city. We wish him and his family well. In accordance with Section 32 of the City Charter, subject to your approval, I have appointed Keith McLiberty to serve as the interim finance director. Keith received his Bachelor of Science from Quinnipiac University and a Master's degree in Finance from the New England Business and Finance College in Boston, Massachusetts. We have the obligation to ensure that our city is properly managed and that city business moves forward. I discovered over the past 2 years that were too many deficiencies in our local government have gone unaddressed for decades. We can no longer wait. I owe it to the taxpayers to get our house in order, and it all starts with our finance director department. Keith was a central player in creating an 8-point recovery plan to help minimize the impact of the city's credit rating. He has the most institutional knowledge of where we have been, and I have confidence that he is the best person for me to work with to create and implement an organizational changes to ensure that no future administration is faced with a budget crisis like I had just had to address. I'm requesting a 1-year term because December is the busiest time of the year. Based on recent budget issues, it is also allow sufficient time to close out open budget year with developing of the next year's budget. I have learned that the rating agency looks for continuity, and accountability. Keith will provide the city with both. Mr. President, I respectfully request that you approve my appointment of Keith McLiberty to the position of interim finance director for the term of 1 year to commence on Monday, November 18, 2019, at the rate of compensation established by the current year's budget and contingent on the submission of his resignation as treasurer. Any other discussion?
Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
What? I'll thank Sal for his service to the city. And I know Keith is very, very competent individual. Has worn many hats over the years. I just don't know why don't we just put the job description out for the finance director. We have job description by the charter, by the section, and post it and get the position filled in the permanent nature that the charter says. Based on the motion, I mean, if the treasurer resigns, now we have an interim finance director, but we don't have a treasurer for a period of time. We have a finance office that's functioning. I mean, I don't know what happened when Sal would go on vacation or something. Obviously, it was functioning. And, you know, that's just my concern, is that why are we wasting that time? Put the job out, the job description out. Put it out right now and have it close in a month or so. And we have a qualified candidate, and whoever it is, whether Keith applies or not. I mean, I don't understand why. Listen, I know it's critical, but we also know what happens when we make hasty decisions in this city. So I'm throwing that out there. I mean, I think maybe, you know, a fresh set of eyes with the help of
And I'm saying it's going to be fresh, and again, it could be anybody that applies. I just don't, why don't we just put that, post that job? I mean, he resigned, so, I mean, what if, you know, what if he resigned tomorrow? I mean, well, we'd have to have a special, I think it's just, I don't like the way it just has. That's my feeling.
Any other discussion?
I feel the same way. It's a fast political deal. It was done in today, maybe. I found out about this afternoon. I don't think it's proper 2 weeks after election to shove somebody down the throat like this. And I'm not in favor of it.
Any other discussion? I hear what you're saying. First of all, Ron, just so you know, nothing political is being done here. I think that the... Yeah, we will be without a treasurer for approximately 3 weeks till the new one gets sworn in. But the day-to-day operations of City Hall do count on somebody being there to run the finances and pay the bills. The second thing is we're moving forward. We have an audit coming up. We would leave this position vacant with books that need to be done. I hear your time in part, but... 6 months ago, we sat in this hall and we all agreed to this 8-point plan when it was brought up. We all agreed that we needed a bookkeeper. And here we are 6 months later after monies have been appropriated by the tax board, and we have yet to hire a part-time bookkeeper, let alone a full-time finance director.
Why is that?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. It's been on the agendas many a times. My other concern is, and I'm not saying we can't do things fast, but this does give us time to do it the right way. I read the minutes of the meeting when Sal was put in here. Not one question, not one item in the minutes of the meeting. I wasn't on this board at the time, but I think that was an appointment that the mayor made and everybody just went with. This gives us time to do it the right way. Yet still, the city gets a fluid, functioning finance director who's more than capable of handling what needs to be done on a day-to-day basis.
Right now, if Keith doesn't resign, he's still the treasurer until his term ends.
Correct.
So he's still capable as a treasurer because he's here, and we have a finance office. As far as, I mean, we've had the tax assessor's office function without a tax assessor for a period of time. We've had finance director before get fired, and we hadn't had a finance director. So I'm not saying we don't need it. And you know, I don't want to get into, you know as well as I, we didn't get a contract back on the bookkeeper, but that's another issue. But I don't think this board as a whole, and I'm not saying the 8-point plan isn't a viable plan, but I don't believe this board as a whole approved that. I don't think there was a vote on it. But you're indicating like we all approved it. But we've been trying to take the tidbits of it and put them into action is what we've been trying to do. But I feel like it's a, we're going to be back to, I don't know. I mean, it just makes sense to me, but that's just the way I feel.
Okay. Any other discussion?
The perception of doing it so fast is terrible. And we answer to the taxpayers.
Absolutely, and that's why we need to get somebody in there. Any other questions?
I'd like to add that, you know, at last month's meeting, we tabled the bookkeeper. So as of
we
now,
didn't have a contract. That's why.
Right, exactly. So we're still waiting on that. So we don't have a bookkeeper. The finance director resigned today, so we don't have a finance director. And also, we're transitioning to a new treasurer that doesn't have any experience. So those are three strikes against us. So Keith McLiberty has 23 years of experience and the institutional knowledge of Derby City finances. And you know, as Mayor Zekin said, you know, we need to rely on the continuity of this 8-point plan and put it into action to make sure that we see it through. And as you said, December is a very important, you know, part of the calendar to make sure that we get this done. And you know, to table this as well as the bookkeeper and have a new transition to a new treasurer, it makes sense to have Keith on board as soon as possible.
I agree.
Well, maybe we wouldn't have tabled the bookkeeper if we had a contract. So you keep on bringing up that we tabled it, but we tabled it because there was no contract for us to see.
No, I understand that.
Okay. Now, I like Mr. McLiberty too. I think he does a good job, but 12 months is a long time for a temporary person. You know, I could see, you know, maybe 2 months, and then you go out to bid, and if Mr. McLiberty wants to apply for the job, and if he gets the job, he gets the job. But 12 months says that you can leave him in there for 12 months.
But
and
then two or
we should go out to bid, though, I'm saying.
But if we wait 2 or 3 months, then you're in the middle of...
We're not waiting. I'm saying not 12 months, make it a temporary position for 2 months, and then go out to bid, and go out to then post the job now. And if I think we can hire somebody in 2 or 3 months.
But then we transition to somebody else, and we're in the middle of the budget cycle, and we have to start over.
It could be somebody else, it could be Keith.
It still could be him.
Any other discussion?
Charlie, would you be in favor of changing the 12 months?
It's up to 12 months. I have full confidence in this administration to move forward as fast as they can to find somebody to replace it. What I would hate to do is, once again, if we set a 2-month time limit on it, then within 2 months, this board doesn't have enough time to go out to a job, which got to be posted for probably a month before we get anything back, and then we're going to need another month before we meet again to go over these resumes, and then another month again. But now we're 3 months in, and we only have somebody for 2 months. This gives us the time to digest the information that we get, and then if it goes 3 months, we don't need to come back and say, hey, listen, we've been out without somebody for a month. If it has to go 4 months because we need that time, then we have somebody who in the interim is taking care of the day-to-day business of this place.
But it also is a job. The job gets posted. The mayor makes the recommendation to us. We're not going to see anything until he comes to us and say it's Joe Smith that he recommends for finance director. So it's not, we don't have that. Our role is just approving his recommendation with the salary and qualification by the right. Charter.
But I'm sure that the course of the administration would be to, yes, look at them, figure out what they think the best route is by the people that they get, but then share that information with us. He's going to recommend something.
Still, it's a job posting. It's not like we're going to be, you know, every month we're going to, it's just like anybody else that by the charter that is a recommendation from the mayor.
But
I mean, he's doing that tonight.
Barbara, we can go back and forth, and my only point on that is we could sit here, and the mayor can come back in 2 months saying, I recommend this person, and the first argument we're going to get is, we haven't seen any qualifications, let's table it. And then it's going to get tabled for a month while we look over the qualifications. I'm saying this gives us that time with somebody taking care of things.
I hope that the job posting, with the qualifications by the charter, when the person applies, they're showing they have it.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to call this now. Any more discussion? If not, this is my recommendation. I'm going to call for a vote.
The only one that could call for a vote is the Board of Aldermen itself. They can move the motion. You can't.
Okay.
But if nobody has any further. Are you thinking I said everybody's rushing this thing? Everybody's worried.
Okay, everybody. You know,
we replaced John Kennedy with Lyndon Johnson.
Okay, well.
I mean, you're worried about this and that, and you got to shove this down everybody's throat.
And Mr. Mayor, I would call to move the motion.
Thank you. All right. Can we have a roll call vote?
Barbara DiGennaro?
I want to just pass my vote right now. I haven't decided yet.
Tom D'Onofrio?
He can stop.
Bev Moran?
Yes.
Joe DiMartino?
Yes.
Evelyn Browning?
Yes.
Ron Sill?
No.
Jim DiMartino?
Yes.
Rob Heider?
Yes.
Charlie Sampson?
Yes.
And six yeses.
You have to.
I know, I'm waiting for.
I'm going to just vote no based upon my opinion that I think we should just go out to.
And Tom?
The job posting. Has nothing to do with Mr.
McLiberty. Yeah, me too.
Motion carries.
Okay. Number 10, old business. Number 10.1, Joseph Payton Fieldhouse, burglar alarm contract. Move to approve the annual contract with A-Plus Technologies and Security Solutions, Inc. for central station monitoring for the City of Derby at J.R. Payton Fieldhouse through Nationwide Digital Monitoring Company for about $420 per year.
So, Mr. Mayor, we had tabled this a couple months ago. We had passed the fire one, but we didn't have the actual cost on the burglar one. So I brought it back to the table tonight. The burglar alarm that is currently active today is in the contract, was paid for through the Fieldhouse project. And this would be to continue that contract from April 1st, 2020 to March 31st, 2021. So I'll move to approve this central station monitoring contract.
Do we have a second?
Or, yeah, we didn't have the last time.
Second.
This one we do.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried. Number 11, motion to go into executive session.
So move. Include who?
Just to, need to invite myself, Courtney George, Attorney Courtney George, the chief of staff, and that's it, I think.
You motioned, who seconded?
Second.
I seconded.
Are you second?
Yeah.